The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can also watch us on the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And most breaks, we continue the show on the breaks. Occasionally, we take one off to, like Mondays especially, we usually have some business things to discuss. But the good news is, the people are going to know about all this real soon. Real soon. I would say this week, probably. So, yeah, and we may have some breaking news from AJ here at some point. Okay. Not non-pedo breaking news, I might add.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
okay. So here's the deal. I'm going to go ahead and confirm.
Wait, no, you report it. I'll confirm it.
Okay, I'll report this that the Blitz will be live September 10th at Carbach Brewing Company.
Hell yes.
From 2 to 7 p.m. The Astros game is on at 2 o'clock, so you'll be able to watch the Astros and listen to the Joshua Ennis show. And then from 4 to 7, we'll be on. And then guess what's going to happen right after our show ends? American football will be played between the Kansas City, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, and your Houston Texans. Football matches, baby, and beer. Now we're talking, mother.
So are you going to be able to have some of your beer while we're there?
I'll have to talk to Eric, but yeah. Don't see why not. That may be the debut.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the season will start for the Texans where it ended last year. It's come full circle. That's awesome. Cannot wait to get out. That's a great place for us to... For finally, the Blitz returns to the public.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's can't wait for that. That's good news. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we will we'll take a couple calls today at some point. But a lot of sports stuff this weekend, and people asking if I have hockey plays. I don't have any today.
Why?
I tweeted out the over on the Stars yesterday, and I gave the people that. Somebody asked, and I just said, I like that over a little bit, and that was the only play. But I probably am not going to have too many until the next round. Yeah, if you really have to bet, it's like Outlaw Josie Wales when the Comancheros capture the women, and he says, if one of you has to, take that old lady over there. If one of you has to bet tonight, take the Bruins money line.
Okay.
I'm not betting it, but I think they bounce back and extend the series by one game. That's it. That's the equivalent of the old woman as opposed to, what was that woman's name that was in all his movies? The blonde woman who was really annoying. I can't even remember her name now. But anyway, yeah. 713-780-ESPN, her number 713-780-3776. So where do you want to go, man? I got sports. I got some non-sports. I got a little bit of everything.
Well, let's talk
today.
Some sports while we're at it.
Why don't we talk a little basketball?
Okay.
Because I want to get your thoughts on...
You think
on
the Rockets clinch it tonight? Which, by the way, they get to play at nighttime for the first time. I don't know if that's going to throw off their schedule. They're like they're used to playing now. So
that's better for James because he'll get the late night strippers, which are the good ones.
That is is that good or bad?
I think that's good as opposed to the, you know, afternoon strippers. Now maybe he went before and got the lunchtime strippers, which
that's never good.
No, those are never good. No, I think they wrap it up. I'm not going to be surprised if they lose because they're capable of losing to anybody if they go out and shoot like donkeys. I mean, we've seen it, right?
Yeah.
So, but I expect them to close it out, and then I don't think whoever wins that other series has any prayer against the Clippers.
Yeah, I tend to lean that way too. Although it's funny because the Jazz, and I think, you know, not just the Jazz, but maybe me too, and maybe some other people on the radios, basically had said, well, the Nuggets suck. They rolled over. They're no good. And then suddenly, well, let's also remember the Jazz aren't that great either. They're pretty beatable too. So I would say the Nuggets could give the Clippers at least a run for their money. But I tend to agree the Clippers should roll. I think the Lakers are going to roll.
The thing is, the Jazz and the Nuggets to me are the same team. They're a good team. They're a good team in the regular season. They can't match up with these teams that have more than one superstar when you get to the postseason. And they'll win a couple games, but they're not winning that series. So, and then I was surprised Boston had such an easy way with Toronto in game one.
Sort of surprised. Listen, Toronto has, I think it's a cute story, but they just don't have the horses to run with some of these other teams without Kawhi. I think that they've been good, but I think once they get put in front of some team, and like the Celtics have two or three players that would be the best player on Toronto. So it's great. Toronto plays good team ball, but eventually they just don't have the talent to hold up with some of these other teams.
No, I don't think the series is over after one game,
though. I don't either, but it's not a good start.
No, it's not a good start, but they also played their worst game of the playoffs, I think. So, they'll make some adjustments. It's a well-coached team, just like the Celtics are. And I think that series is going seven. And I think those two teams are a lot more evenly matched than you do. I just think the Celtics kicked our ass in game one, which we see a lot of.
Yeah, I don't think it's going seven.
But we shall see. I do think that one's going to be entertaining. I don't think the Milwaukee series is going to be very entertaining.
I don't either. I don't think it's very competitive.
So, and I don't know that the Rockets-Lakers is going to be very competitive. So I think you're looking at, maybe... I don't know. I don't know which one of these is going to be. It seems like the first round there were a lot of mismatches. I kind of feel like there's a lot of mismatches in the second round too.
You know, I think the Heat Bucks could be better than maybe we're talking about. I don't know. If I were ranking them, I would say the Heat Bucks might be the best matchup of the four, and then I'd probably go Lakers, Rockets, Celtics, Raptors. Clips,
yeah.
TBD.
I think that's a fair way to. Well, I don't know. I'll be more interested in Lakers Rockets, but just as bad as I don't know. I just don't think that's much of a matchup either. I think the Bucks are starting to get it together.
What'd you say you have here, Aaron?
I said there's a little bit of break. If we want to switch for a quick second before we get to TGS,
we might as well switch it
got
up.
Got a little breaking news out of LSU. Per Bruce Feldman and Ross Dellinger from SI First had the story. A source says Tyler Shelvin is going to opt out of the season and prep for the draft as well. So that's the third or fourth player starter that they're losing. So,
well, I mean, what do they care? They won a championship. They don't care what happens this year. Like even the most hardcore LSU fans didn't think they were going to win back-to-back championships. So.
Oh, Coach O sounded like he did.
Coach O certainly believes that they could.
He makes you believe it, too.
But I think even the most diehards knew that it was going to, like, they're going to have to implement a different offense or at least they'll have to bring in a new coach and, a new quarterback. It's just it's a lot. But I don't think they care. They had a historic run, and, no one's taking that away. So who cares what happens this year? Suck it. COVID.
I think fans are banking on the fact that the championship might get canceled and then they just get a 2-year run as national champions.
Yeah, big deal.
Just party again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll talk about this when we come back, but how do you have a championship if the Big Ten decides it's going to play in December?
I mean, sucks for them. They didn't play in the football season, I guess.
Well, I mean, but
they can win the Big Ten championship.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that you're going to be able to have a playoff without the Big Ten. But
I don't know either. But I know you can't. I mean, the Big Ten's easier to fade than the SEC. Whichever one the SEC and Clemson are playing in, that's the real national championship.
Yeah, right now.
If Ohio State wants to play Oregon for the other national championship, then go for it.
Yeah, see, let's talk about this when we come back.
All right. Got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance, one of the fastest growing agencies in the entire state. And it's a good time to know about it as the storms have been ravaging through here. You need to have your homeowner's insurance and you need to pay less. And that's what you get with TGS. They've got a system that's already shopped all the home insurance prices in our area. They know what you can be saving since it's and it's time for you to start putting that money in your pocket. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They'll reply back, ask for your address. You send that back, you'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And we're talking about real money. I saved over $1,000 annually on my homeowner's insurance. The average customer is right at $900 a year, and you don't need to wait for your renewal. They're going to save you money right now. They're going to get you refunded on your previous policy immediately, and you could start saving now. They're open right now, so text the word money to 232323. Start saving today. You never know until you try, man. Start saving today with TGS Insurance. That's 232323. The word money. Can never kill my heart.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And Sandra Locke was the name I couldn't think of that did all the movies with Eastwood. She was in Outlaw Josie Wales. She was in The Gauntlet. And she was in one of the, was it Deadpool or was it, I don't think it was Deadpool. It was one of the Dirty Harry movies she was also in. And she couldn't act her way out of a box, but, you know, she was Clint Eastwood's girl. So there you go. We were talking college football on the Twitch when you were gone. You know, I've been kind of following the Big Ten, and there was talk of December. Now they're talking about January. I don't know what you do in terms of the college football playoff because I don't know how much investment the Big Ten has in that, you know, how much power they have in that. And, you know, it wouldn't suck if we just had one year where it was like the old days where you had to vote on who the champ was.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be a real championship if, you know, your four teams wind up being like two from the SEC or even three from the SEC and Clemson if the Big 12 doesn't do anything. But I don't know, man. It's it shall be interesting. Somebody says Rockets wrap it up and get ready for Clippers.
Nope. That would be weird if they did that because it's not their turn to play them.
Yep, they're not playing the Clippers. They'll be playing the Lakers. Somebody mentioned, wasn't she in all the Eastwood movies with the apes, too? I think so. Yeah, she was that singer, right?
With the orangutan?
Lynn Halsey Taylor was her name. God,
what's the name of that movie?
Every Which Way But Loose and Any Which Way You Can, I think were the... I think those were the only two where he was basically a bare-knuckle fighter and had friends with an orangutan. And dated a country singer named Lynn Halsey Taylor. Okay, this is so stupid. You know how
I came up with that idea, by the way? I mean, what a terrible idea for a movie.
I don't know. I have no idea. But, yeah, you kind of look at the phases of Clint Eastwood's career. At one point, you know, okay, Dirty Harry was, you know, first he was a Western guy, then he was Dirty Harry. And I guess he thought, you know what? I need to be another kind of tough guy, and I really want to work with an orangutan.
I don't get
who
it.
Does that?
Okay.
Oh man, yeah. That was definitely a change in career path.
Speaking of famous actors, did you see what's happened to our boy, friend of the show, Ron Jeremy?
No, I saw he was trending.
I want to say former friend of the show, Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
We won't have him back on our show.
I think we're going to have to.
Unless he's found not guilty on all charges, right?
Yeah.
But he's been charged with 20 more counts of sexual assault and groping after he was arrested for allegedly raping three women and sexually assaulting a fourth. He is now, if convicted, he's now facing 250 years in prison. I mean, do you think there's dudes in prison who just kind of like they would like we always talk about would you hook up with Betty White just to say you did? Like if you're in prison, do you bang Ron Jeremy just to say you did?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, although he's looking pretty rough these days.
He looks like hell.
I mean, he actually makes me look good. Almost.
How old is Ron Jeremy?
I think he's like 68.
He looks, I mean, he looks dead almost.
I'm going to guess 68.
He's 67. You're very close.
But he looks a lot older than that.
Yeah, and he can't find a mask to fit his face. So it like the mask covers like the bridge of his nose to his bottom lip. And it just looks ridiculous. But it ain't good for old Ron. Things aren't good.
Yeah, I hate to say it. We're going to have to strip him of his title of friend of the show.
I think so.
I mean, certain things we don't want to be associated with. You can't be our friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was fun while it lasted, but there are certain things that we will turf you for.
When you look at the images of Ron Jeremy on Google, like Ron Jeremy young, and almost all of these pictures are black and white pictures, is a decent looking dude.
Oh yeah, he was. And well, even when he came on with us,
he looked like hell then.
No, he
already
didn't. He didn't look like he does now though. He looked like he's aged
now,
10 years.
Yeah, now is bad.
He didn't look as good, but he wasn't like a hideous beast. Now you look at him and like, dude, really?
Before he grew his hair out, he looked like I mean, listen, it wasn't great. But it could have been worse. He did have all that taco meat on his chest. I mean,
there was always that.
But yeah, that's a rough fall from grace. I don't know. And he's been in porn since 1979. So I guess, you know, we're talking over 40 years of porno. That takes a toll on you. We talk about, you know, you're the president for 4 years and you can age 20. So that would make some sense. That in porno you do 40 years and you age 200.
Why would a dude age in porn?
He's got a very difficult life.
No.
Come on, Fred.
Yeah, it's like a racehorse, man. You're just constantly breeding. Yeah. That's all right. So. Yep. So we're all in agreement. No longer friend of the show.
Yeah. I think, well, unless he's found not guilty on all charges. If he's found not guilty on all charges,
I
think we should, at least have him on to explain himself.
I think we'll reconsider the ruling at that point, but it would be starting from scratch.
Okay.
Because I don't think he's getting off on all charges.
Yeah. That's an awful lot of charges.
Yeah. Well,
that's like hitting a, what, 20 plus the original. How much did you say? 9 originally?
7.
So that's a 27 leg parlay he needs to hit.
Yeah.
Boy, and you know that there's going to be more if that many more have already come forward.
How come Ron Jeremy's not doing what Bill Cosby did and pretend to be blind? Like, wouldn't people feel sorry for him if he walked in there with a cane? And like that's what worked for, like, it didn't really work for Bill Cosby. Work.
No, do a Weinstein and go in there in a wheelchair
walker.
With the oxygen mask. That's the old mafia trick.
Yeah.
It's like.
They don't care.
No. People aren't fooled by that anymore.
No, we're not a bunch of suckers.
See, and if they had done it before it was in the movies, people might buy it. But now it's going to backfire on you because you're going to look at it and say, oh, that's what Vinny the Chin did. Yeah, come on. We know better than that.
Yeah, he was facing 90 years in state prison. And now with these extra charges, it's potentially 250. So that's really going to change things up for him. Because if he would have gotten that 90, you know, he would have gotten out at 157. And he would, you know, you still got some life to live. But now 250 years plus 67. he's probably going to die in prison if that were to happen. I'm not a doctor, but I would guess he'd die in prison if that were the case.
Well, I think he's going to plead it down to a lesser charge and get like 75 years in jail.
And that, well, and that'll do him some real good.
Eligible for parole in 40. So,
Ron.
If he makes it to 107.
Oh, Ron.
Would you even want
to? Imagine being a dude who like gets paid money to bang chicks and you still got to like get all rapey and gross. Like,
I don't get that. I really don't.
Like, it's literally your job. Like, so it's my job to talk sports on the radio, and I take a salary for it, and, you know, fine. You know what I don't do? Go up to random women in the grocery store and start talking sports to them. That's offensive, Jack.
You don't take your own speaker when you go to a bar.
No.
And set up and just sit there.
I don't just set up and start talking to people about sports.
Or go to karaoke night and go, you know what, instead of that Guns N' Roses song, let's break down the Astros real quick.
I'm going to say, hey. Let's talk about these contracts for the Texans. How are they going to recover from this? I don't do that. I have only people who want it get it. Because I'm paid to do it.
That's a PSA.
If I was an amateur, you know, maybe I'm trying to test my skills on people. But, like, not only is this guy a pro, he's
a Hall of Famer,
he's
man.
He's on the Mount Rushmore of porno dudes. Right?
Ugh.
Not anymore.
Do you you think they're chiseling his face away? His measly face?
I don't think they can. I mean, the guys. I mean, it's like him and John Holmes are like the all-time guys, right?
Lexington Steel, I think, okay. Needs to be on that. You need to have a black man up there in 2020 sure. It's probably James Dean is up there, or Rocco Siffredi.
Wasn't James Dean a rapey dude too?
Porno James Dean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he was. We'll have to take him off the list then.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So still no word on when your Astros will be able to play again because one of the Athletics tested positive for the Rona, so they canceled the game yesterday.
And then I think they came back and retested him, and he's not positive. So it was a wasted day off.
Well, that's too bad.
It's better than having corona.
Yeah. Well, depends on which version of the Rona you get. If you get the cough or the asymptomatic version, who cares?
Well, yeah. Except you wouldn't be able to play.
Yeah. Well, but you didn't get to play anyway, did you?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't be able to play going forward.
Yeah, you'd have to wait 2 weeks. It's a big deal. But, I hate it because the Astros actually won two in a row against them and were playing well. So.
Can you pull up what I just tweeted? I just quote tweeted Joe Biden giving some coronavirus numbers that I think might be interesting to the people. I want to give fair and equal time because, as you guys know, I'm a massive, massive, massive Trump fan. And I say fan like with all seriousness. I'm a mega fan. But Joe Biden, too, I'm a big fan of his. And he's got like you.
There's good and bad people on both sides, AJ.
Like you, Fred, he's really into these COVID numbers, positive COVID news. And you have that audio you can run? Okay, here's Joe giving the latest COVID update.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just It's when you think about it, more lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years.
All right, so there you go. Well, huh? That's the COVID update from Joe Biden. It's unbelievable. Wow. I mean, what a doomed society we live in, honestly.
Oh boy.
And great. Guess who our third option is? Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, and all he's going to
it's either Trump, Biden, or Lance Zierlein.
And so he's going to just break down Biden's hip movements now for the next half hour. What's up, Lance?
Sounded pretty bad, actually. The COVID update was scary.
Really? Because there was really no numbers given except...
That's what makes it scary.
Right. I mean, think about it. Think about it.
You know what else is no actual number? Infinity.
That's true. You know what? You're on to something. You're on to something.
By the
Lance.
Way, before we go any further, did I steer you wrong on the I don't know. You talked about it already.
About Riel?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. I mean, it's on the. It's one of the 3-4 best meals I've had since I moved here in what 2010.
And it's not pretentious at all.
It's not at all pretentious, and like there was I was. Telling Derek, the bartender, I said, basically, this was the soundtrack to me in 1996. It was all Beastie Boys and Tupac all night.
Yeah.
A little Nas thrown in. So they're jamming. The drinks were great.
Yeah, that's kind of the hip Houston, like, food scene really is, you know, Nancy's Hustle and Nobies and Real have good, approachable food that's different than you'd have in a lot of other places with casual music like that. Like, it's not pretentious, but I think Fred would like it too because the chef, I know he told me he didn't get a chance to talk to you for very long because they were jamming. He said he was very happy with the business. But, you know, the bartender, Derek, he used to work at like Goldman Sachs in New York during the big, right before the big bubble collapsed. And so he just got into, started, you know, tending bar, became a mixologist, became a beverage director, and just got really, really good at it. I mean, knows a ton, as you can probably already tell. But he said it's so funny. In Texas, when he tells the story about, you know, his background, everyone's like, oh, man, that's so sad to hear. And in New York, they give him a high five because he got out of the rat race. Like, in New York, it's everyone's dream to get out of the rat race and go do something that's, you know, more enjoyable and more people-oriented. Yeah. So what's your
favorite bite from that place? Because mine was by far the I had the truffle caviar pierogies.
Those are ridiculous.
Oh my god! He was like, I get it. It's a little indulgent, but it's delicious. And I was like, okay, let's do it. And oh my god,
on the podcast,
it was so good.
You were there, Graydon. We had him on. He drops probably in the neighborhood of 36 F-bombs. We even had to give a disclaimer because we went and taped it at 11:30. With him, not this Friday, but the Friday before. So we taped from 11:30 to 1:30, and he was having some drinks after the shift. And, you know, he made the comment that, hey, if you're going to come in here and get pierogies, I got to really take it to the next level for you. I got to do something that makes it special because you're coming in here to spend your money with me, and I don't want you to walk away thinking it was just normal. You know, I got to do something to take it to the next level. So the pierogies are really, really good. His tempura cauliflower has been on there forever. The new sandwiches he's doing are awesome. The old butter burgers and the chopped cheese. There's some stuff like borscht that he makes when it's colder that it's incredible that I would have never ordered anywhere else. He's got a pork belly that's really good. The fried rice is good. I mean,
the hanger steak.
I've had the menu up and down, left and right.
Have you had the hanger steak?
You know, I had it like the first time. I haven't had it since then. And I know that it's, and I know people, he won't take it off the menu. But he also, when it's not a pandemic, will do one of the 44 farms, the great big steaks, and cuts it up. It's like $100 and some odd. And it's got root vegetables. It's got just all kinds of stuff on it that's great. I heard you did the shot, the bone marrow shot.
I did do the bone marrow shot. And then we did a shot of like some
Montenegro.
Montenegro. Yeah. We got it done, man. We got it done.
Yeah, if it wouldn't have been as busy, you would have done about 4 of those Monty shots and a couple of OGDs. I'm just warning you.
We ordered like we couldn't decide what to eat, so we ordered literally 6 things on the menu, and we just shared all of it, and then we had some sticky toffee pudding at the end. So it was
that's really, really good too. here's why I'm so passionate about Houston restaurants. I mean, that's my favorite because, the food's great and I love the chef and it's just a cool vibe and it's fun. But, you know, there's other places like that all over Houston. And Houston really has a great reputation nationally amongst food writers because of not only the diversity, but because of the fun, cool food that's being done with it, you know, blends of different genres. And so it makes me sad that, there's so many of them that are really, really struggling. I mean, Justin, you do some amazing stuff over at T-Rex and his places. And it's just, it sucks because there's only so much you can do at 50% capacity. Even if you're busy, those guys are still losing money. So, I don't know. I hope it turns around. I'd love for them to get some kind of help from the government in that sector because I know that sector is just the entertainment sector is just one of the ones who's getting hit the hardest.
Well, let's talk some foosball, particularly college football. And we were just talking about you earlier because all these guys that you would have been writing up as first round picks are saying, I'm out this year. I mean, how much difficult does it make your job? Because I was considering what it's going to make my job as you know, for someone who handicaps college football. It makes it tough.
Makes it hard. So it makes it hard for me, depending on the player. Jamar Chase leaving LSU, I know who he is. So that's not going to be tough. Plus, he's played against SEC-level defenses. You know, I've got a lot of tape to work with there. So I still have a pretty good feel for him. There's a kid named Jalen Mayfield who came out who's a tackle from Michigan. He was a redshirt sophomore. He played 1 year. He just played last year. I mean, that doesn't give me enough. Greg Rousseau, who is a defensive end from Miami, played just 1 year. And 2 years ago, he was a wide receiver in high school. Now he's a defensive end. And like a bunch of his sacks came when they lined him up inside over the center on third downs because they wanted to get pass rushers on the field. And, like, you're not going to get sacks that way in the pros. That's not a relatable sack or translatable sack. So it's hard. And that's all I'm going to have. I have 1 year to go off of. So I've already written up Micah Parsons, who's a top 10 talent linebacker from Penn State, a cornerback from Virginia Tech who I really needed another year on. Greg Rousseau, I needed another year. It's tough, AJ. And now I've got to deal with, how about Walker Little? When he comes out, which I expect to happen, from Stanford, and he's a local kid from Episcopal, I mean, he didn't play in 2019 because he tore his knee up, and now he's not playing in 20 because he's in the Pac-12. So I got to go back to 2018 tape when he was like 19 years old,
right?
Which he's not even full grown. So it's really, really challenging for a lot of these guys.
That's Lance Erlein, who are you at least excited to be able to get some college football here and start? I mean, you're not going to have the body of work that you're used to having, but there's certainly got to be some guys who develop over the rest of this season.
Yeah, I am. We talked about it this morning. I was kind of surprised to hear Dell admit this too, because we were talking about whether or not there was going to be an actual, like, is it really possible? I know everyone just likes to poo-poo the idea of something like the pandemic or even the social justice protest, things like that, when people say, I'll never watch again. And we think, yeah, right, you'll be back. But, you know, I think the pandemic has changed some stuff for some people because I do feel like there are people who just don't take this sports year seriously. The baseball is not the same. The end of the basketball is different. You've got opt-outs in college football. You've got two conferences not even playing. I feel like our only real hope for the hype to get back to any sense of normal is through the fantasy football angle with pro football. I think pro football is going to look like it always has, except without, you know, all the people in the stands. But the fantasy football leagues will go, so I think that helps. I think that engagement is very important. I don't know if we're going to see that same level of engagement in college football. I know the easy answer is yes, you will, but I feel like people are just in a weird headspace now. And I don't think they go back to normal. And I think that draft, you know, the crazy ratings for the NFL draft, I think if it were held now, the same exact draft, you'd see maybe 60% of the viewership. Because at that time, people were hungry for anything. At this point now, the pandemic is just really weighing on people. And I think it's kind of impacting how they're prioritizing sports right now.
I'm worried that people have decided that they don't really need sports as much. And then you throw in the political stuff that turns off a lot of folks. I don't know that it's as bulletproof as we think it is. I mean, I feel like it is, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's the question I'm asking, because I wanted the same thing. And you know, something is worth noting is that young people, so right when the older listener, or the older viewer rather, is kind of out of it, because you know, the older you get, sometimes you fade away. And I mean, when I say older, I mean it can just be going from married to married with three kids. You know, you kind of, your priorities in life will change, and maybe you fall away from a sport that you used to love and you just focus on one sport or two sports. Or but what happens if this pandemic and everything involved with it that we just talked about, you know, that's the concern, is what if the cost, the expenses of sports, the non-sports stuff that has turned some people off, and I'm not judging whether it should or not, but if that's how they feel, that's how they feel. I'm with you. I don't think sports are quite as bulletproof as they think. I know some sports aren't. Football is the one that is the most bulletproof, but I think it's going to be really interesting by next year. I give everything this year a pass, but I want to see what happens next year in baseball and basketball once it gets back to quote-unquote normal, which is still up in the air for basketball because of its start date. I really want to see how people are responding then, or if this is going to be a 2 or 3 year deal. And then are young people gravitating to sports the same way, or is esports? I know, AJ, your son plays, is very active in sports, so he might not be the target I'm talking about.
Well, my son's not playing football this year.
Is he into esports?
No.
Okay, yeah. So there's some kids that are. When I say kids, I mean actually, you know, 18 to 25 who are really getting into the esports angle. But the participatory sports kids, I think, are always going to, you know, be the way we were growing up.
One of the things we were talking about earlier today, when's the last time you remember the Texans paying below sticker price for a player? When's the last time the Texans signed a player and you went, you know what, they could, that's a good value on that guy? I can't remember it.
When they signed, not when they traded for a contract, they signed him. Probably
signed him. Or re-signed.
My goodness, that's hard. Maybe Zach Fulton, the first contract was, you said, well, he's a former starter. Nah, that's not below. That wasn't below.
I don't know that it ever happens.
They've assumed some contracts, but when is the last extension? Honestly, I don't recall an extension where I thought, boy, the Texans got a team-friendly deal. You have to get some team-friendly deals.
Because even Bradley Roby, who was last year, they did sign him on like kind of a prove-it deal, and then he barely played half the games, and they're like, okay, you've proved it enough. Now they're paying him, I think, more than he's worth.
Yeah, and Zach Cunningham got paid. He's the third highest-paid inside linebacker in football right now. He's a good player, but, you know, Deshaun, I mean, look, I just think negotiations are going to be a layup for Deshaun. He'll tell the Texans, I'm going to do a 3-year deal. That's all I'm going to do. And then we'll see what happens after that. You're going to give me more per year than Pat Mahomes. And the Texans will balk, and then he'll play hardball and say, I'll just take the 2 straight years of being franchise tagged. And then they'll give in, and Deshaun will be the highest paid quarterback. I don't think I've heard from people in that neighborhood that Deshaun is not really interested in a super long term deal with the Texans. So I wouldn't look for that. What I would look for is Deshaun getting the best of the negotiations, because that's what happens with everyone. And at some point, you gotta kind of be an ass and play tough. You know, play tough with contracts. You can't just give in on everything. You can't if you're going to field a team.
All right, that's Lance Zierlein. You can hear him on the bench in the mornings here on ESPN 97.5. Follow him on Twitter, at Lance Zierlein. And he also knows his food places just as much as he knows the NFL. Lance, appreciate the time, man. We will talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. We'll see you guys.
All right. I do think that there's going to be some NFL backlash due to these protests. There's a lot of people who are really turned off by it, who were probably on the fence and kind of like, you know, maybe I don't need football. And then they
maybe I kept hearing, Josh thinks that a lot of people aren't watching the NBA because of it. Like, I don't think there's any right-wing guys who are, like, diehard NBA guys.
Yeah,
that's not the audience that they're playing to. Football, you're going to feel it more.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think anybody's not watching NBA or MLB because of it, because those guys weren't watching that anyway. But I do think there's a heavy segment of the NFL audience that's going to be turned off. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off.